Good evening. My name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a confidential and secure poll about Aurora Public Schools and possible issues on this year's ballot. To begin, are you registered to vote in Colorado?
Yes, I'm voting in Colorado.
Oh, and are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
I am a Democrat.
Thank you very much. Now, this November, there will be an election for U.S. President and other offices. How certain are you to vote? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not too certain?
I will be voting.
And is that a very certain or somewhat?
Is it what?
Very certain or just somewhat?
No, I will be voting.
Thank you very much. And now, considering general conditions like the economy and quality of life, do you feel things in the Aurora area are heading more in the right direction or wrong direction?
Direct.
The right direction. And what is your opinion on how people living in the neighboring areas of Denver and Cherry Creek view Aurora generally? Do you think they see Aurora as about the same as they live? As having better quality of life or as having a lower quality of life?
I guess a good quality of life. I guess. I don't know. I don't get out.
A better quality of life?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, in general, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the Aurora Public School District where you live? Is it excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
I can't answer that question because I don't have any kids.
Oh, but based on opinions or based on what you see or what you heard? Do you think it is excellent, good, not so good, or
well,
poor?
I guess that's pretty good.
So, just good?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, how familiar are you with the area's neighborhoods and schools within the Aurora Public School District, including its size and geographic territory? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not familiar.
Not at all, or just somewhat?
Not at all.
Not at all. Thank you. Now, have you heard or read anything about Blueprint APS?
Heard about what?
Blueprint APS.
What is that?
Well, we just want to know if you have heard or read anything about Blueprint APS.
What is APS?
Well, that is not written here. So we just want to know if you have heard about it.
No.
No, okay, thank you. Now, do you think the overall levels of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, or probably a little low given the quality and level of services provided?
A little low.
A little low, thank you. And have you heard about or read about or experienced a recent increase in Colorado state property taxes?
No.
Thank you. Now, while nobody likes paying higher taxes, Colorado recently sent out notices and raised homeowners' property taxes by 25%. Which of the following applies best to you and your household? Can
None.
Afford... Oh, well, we do have a scale. Can afford and absorb this increase without any problems? Can pay this increase, but it really squeezes our budget, requiring cutbacks on other spending. Cannot afford this increase, it hurts household finances badly, or does not apply or renter.
Does not apply.
Thank you. Now, as you may or may not know, because Colorado voters rejected the governor's proposition HH ballot issue last fall, the state will be sending every Colorado taxpayer an $800 check in May. What kind of impact will this payment have on your household finances? Do you think it will have a big positive impact, a small positive impact, or not really much impact at all?
Are everybody getting this $850?
It says every Colorado taxpayer, I'm sorry, the state will be sending every Colorado taxpayer an $800 check in May.
So I'm not a taxpayer.
Oh, but do you think that this kind of payment will have on your household a big positive impact, a small positive impact, or not really much impact at all?
I guess it would be an impact.
Big or small?
Big.
Big, thank you. Now, if the following ballot issue is up for a vote in this upcoming November 2024 election, would you vote yes or no on a $1 billion bond for Aurora Public Schools with no increase in property taxes to pay for, repairing and renovating older schools to provide all our students with high-quality educational facilities, repurposing schools to provide new and real-world learning opportunities for students, expanding school choice and programming options for more APS students, adding additional spaces in schools for mental health providers to increase student access to mental health services through the district. Would you vote yes or vote no?
Yes.
Vote yes. Thank you. Now, also, Aurora Public Schools may ask voters to approve a $30 million mill levy override ballot issue that, without increasing property taxes, would fund ongoing maintenance and needs for school buildings, ensure access to upgraded technology, and free up funding to adequately and competitively compensate teachers and staff. Would you vote yes or no on this?
Yes.
Thank you. And following up, do you agree or disagree with the statement of those against these Aurora Public Schools bond and mill levy ballots that might make, since property taxes are so high already and going up continually, it is better for taxpayers to vote against any new APS bonds and mill levy increases in order to lower property taxes instead, especially since this big district that has enough money already would spend this extra money on projects far from my neighborhood? Do you agree or disagree on this?
Disagree.
Thank you. Lastly, here are some statements that supporters of the APS bond and mill levy ballot issues might make. Rate each as a very strong, somewhat strong, or a weak reason to vote yes on these 2024 ballot issues. The first one is, the bond will fund a skills training program called P-Tech, a partnership with a community college, APS, and local employers that include specialized technology training for today's skill jobs, internships, mentoring, and apprenticeships so students graduate ready to fill available jobs. Do you think that is a very strong reason, a somewhat strong reason, or a weak reason to vote on this issue?
A very strong issue.
Thank you. The next one is, this investment in Aurora Public Schools will keep the community public schools strong and help increase property and home resale values.
Agree.
Do you think that is a very strong reason or somewhat strong reason to vote yes on this ballot issue?
Yes.
Very strong or just somewhat?
Yes. Somewhat. Okay.
Oh, somewhat. Thank you. The next one is, with both Denver and Cherry Creek funding improvements in their schools, Aurora needs to stay competitive by improving and modernizing its schools. Do you think this statement is a very strong reason, a somewhat strong reason, or a weak reason to vote yes on this 2024 ballot issues?
Very strong.
Thank you. The next one is... We have a few more questions to go, but we're almost done. Now, continual security upgrades, including updated cameras, more secure entry vestibules, and locking mechanisms on classroom doors are necessary at all schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure.
Yes, we need that.
So is it a very strong reason to vote yes on this ballot issue?
Yes.
Doing school renovations and replacements, making buildings more energy efficient, save taxpayers millions of dollars in lower utility bills, and reduces the district's carbon emissions footprint. How do you feel about that? Do you think that is a weak reason or somewhat strong reason?
Weak.
Thank you. The next one is, this large bond package will help Aurora Public Schools be the best school district in the state.
Strong.
Very strong or just somewhat?
Very strong.
Thank you. The next one is, this large bond and teacher pay mill levy come with no tax increase.
No tax increase.
Yes. Do you think it's a very strong reason, so much strong reason, or weak reason?
Strong.
There. Thank you. Now, the best way to build a stronger and safer future for the Aurora community is to invest more in educating our kids, giving them skills needed to succeed in today's job market, and keeping our schools in good shape.
Very strong.
Thank you. Providing students and staff with updated technology devices and ensuring that schools have the latest state-of-the-art technologies to keep students engaged and excited about learning.
Very strong.
Thank you. Now the last three. Bond funding would allow the district to build more spaces to expand preschool programming to prepare its youngest learners for success in kindergarten and throughout the K-12 education.
Very strong.
Providing more spaces for mental health professionals to work with students will help thousands of more students cope with today's pressure and be safe, more productive learners.
Very strong.
And the last one is, for the section, many APS buildings that are 30, 40, or even 50 years old have maintenance needs that have been put off for years. Just like any home or property this old, the buildings need to be renovated, repaired, and refreshed so these schools last and students have good learning environments.
Very strong.
Thank you very much. Finally, having heard all this information, would you vote yes or no on the following APS November 2024 ballot issues?
I'm tired now.
We just have this section, and then we go to the classifications and statistics.
I don't want to answer no more questions.
We're about to be done. We're at 75% already.
No, you're not.
Yes, we are.
I'm going to hang up on you.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe we can call you any other time we can finish it?
No.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time, then. Have a wonderful day.
Bye. You too. Bye.
Goodbye.
Mm-hmm.